from the AboveTopSecret.com mobile headquarters team. Currently parked outside the Bellevue Hospital in New York, New York. It's the ATS Mix.
End of the year special.
And welcome everyone to the ATS Mix's end of the year special. Dave and I thought we'd present some of our own personal favorites from 2007. Most of these never made it to the air in any of our shows, and actually quite a few of the snippets are of us just having fun with each other and the guests that we interview. You know, prior to Dave and I actually doing any of our shows, we had numerous days of just trying to fine-tune our software and recording devices so that we sounded halfway decent. And let's also not forget that we were still trying to get to know one another's personalities, which could probably be a show all in itself. But here's a few snippets of those early days.
I can hear you, I just can't hear myself, which I guess I don't need to.
Well, how are you going to know what the hell you're saying?
Well, well, that won't be too hard of a problem.
Oh, yeah? Well, you try doing it without headphones. It's really scary, you know? I tried doing an interview one time. I said, well, no problem. I'll just sit there and just listen through the speakers. Right. Wrong, you know?
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2.
3, 4.
Monitor. There we go. Now, can you hear me?
I heard you the first f***ing time.
Yeah, all right. Well, I just had to make sure because I'm clicking stuff here.
Right? Oh, clicking stuff.
I'm clicking stuff here, I tell you.
I'm going to send you an autographed pair of Dave and Johnny's clickers.
I've got some copy here that I was working on here, and I wanted to run it by you. These would be possible intros for Dave and Johnny. And,
I love it already. I love it already. I mean,
Well, good. Then I'm not even going to read it. Just read my f***ing mind.
Hey, listen. I'm tuned in now. I hear it. Oh, I like that second one.
I tell you, if we weren't FCC restricted, brother.
Well, it's for our own entertainment and perusal.
Yeah, we should actually probably save as much of this type of crap as we can because, you know, when they do the where are they now on E.
Yeah, when our pictures are up on the FBI most wanted list.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish everyone at AboveTopSecret.com Happy Christmas, Happy New Year.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Rabbit. On behalf of the Rabbit family, Bunny, Jack, Bugs, Babs, and Peter, we wish you all a pleasant and wonderful new 2008.
Hey, everybody on ATS, this is Access Denied. Just wishing everybody a safe and happy new year. See you guys.
You know, there would be no AboveTopSecret.com if it weren't for our members and all the wonderful threads that they post. And of course, Dave and I, when we do our thread discussions, we have to deliberate constantly over what we will discuss. And regardless of how much planning Dave and I both do, sometimes these thread discussions end up taking on a life of their own, which you will soon find out. Ah, well, you know what?
This just went so bad.
This has started so bad.
I know, but I think we can salvage it. Let's go ahead and go with it.
All right, I'm curious to maybe want to start again. Which I think
I don't know why the topic's called Human Tiger Baby Found in India. I think the intro goes perfect with this one. Sorry.
Yeah, okay, here we go. In 3.
Are you wanting to start it again? I can't wait to want to start it again.
We can't do that.
Go with it. Run with it. You big pussy.
Yeah, I don't know. I just there's something wrong. There's something so wrong here.
I know, but they expect me to come up with shit like this.
It's funnier than shit, but it's just so wrong.
Something's wrong.
Yeah. Well, of course. That's why everyone loves you, Dave, because you don't think it would be wrong.
Well, see, there you go, and that's one reason why we need to leave it in there.
Yeah, but that's real TNC. That's walking the line, my friend.
No,
all right, here we go.
Put the words together. Bates, comma, master. All right, here we go.
Another one that's going to be in the graveyard. All right, here we go. Folk tales and urban legends in 3. Are you a lover of urban legends and folklore, my friend?
I love urban legends and folklore. I can't say it, but I like it.
I don't know. It's possible.
What is this possible thing? Oh, I see. Off the air, you're being very metaphorical, or whatever that word is. I don't know. What's that word when you mean matter-of-factual? Whatever the word is.
It's a Davinism, I'm sure.
And I thought it was kind of interesting, so I just want to kind of just talk about this for a second.
What was the name of it again?
The Reason for Deja Vu.
Wow.
Remember the movie Deja Vu?
Yeah, no, I just had a case of Deja Vu.
Remember the movie of Deja Vu?
What?
Remember the movie of Deja Vu?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Please go ahead.
Sorry. Okay.
Well, Dave, I know that you are a real whiz when it comes to physics, so that's one of the reasons.
I love physics.
Yeah, I know.
Physics was the top of, yeah. In fact, I had the highest grade in high school in physics.
Now, was that for the bending the laws of physics?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kinda drive-in.
Yeah.
Because I had a Corvair. I had a 65 Corvair. This is a small sidebar. Yeah. I had a 1965 Corvair convertible.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, when you crawled in the back seat of that mother, you were bending the laws of physics. Before we even get into this thread, I want to tell everybody, if you don't know what a shape-shifting reptilian is, if you'll remember, was it a TV series, John, or was it a movie? It was a TV series, wasn't it? The V?
Yes, V. Yes, thank you for actually...
I know, I've been calling it five all day.
Yeah.
But V, we're going to give you 100,000 ATS points, but you got to stand next to that. See, you know that sign on high 98s? You got to stand next to the sign with your arm up on it, and then just have a sign that just says, Dave and Johnny Rule. You do that, and you get 100,000 points, folks. Now, if you get shot, I'm just kidding. Well, maybe you
I don't
do
know.
Do
I'm
maybe
thinking
you do a disclaimer.
I want to do a disclaimer on this that the thoughts and comments and suggestion by the member known as Dave Rabbit may not be those necessarily of the Above Network LLC or www.abovetopsecret.com.
150,000. A quarter of a million points if you get one that says Dave rules, but Johnny sucks.
Yeah. The River Goddess says this, Maximus, I cannot stop myself from saying this, that if Ann Coulter leaves a bad taste in your mouth, just stop tasting her and it will end with your next toothbrushing. Problem solved. I feel compelled because of this next thread that we're going to be talking about. Were you a breastfed baby?
Oh, yeah, baby. Let me say that I have always been a big fan of breastfeeding. But one of the reasons why that New York City is getting so is really encouraging, the breastfeeding as opposed to something else has to do with the drug thing. Didn't I read that on this article somewhere? And then have an opportunity to where you can actually make money by doing something you enjoy doing. If you enjoy doing videos,
there is absolutely no other place in the world that I can think of that someone could have an opportunity to be able to take advantage of such a fantastic offer such as AboveTopSecret.com is offering everybody.
Don't sugarcoat it. Tell them how you really feel.
Well, I think it's pretty good.
I love it. I'm not really sure, but my gut feeling, Chertoff,
yes,
is that they probably are still committed to that the Bobbies over there do not have guns. So I would
that's what I kind of thought too. I think they carry the sticks. And they have the classic whistles, I believe, that they still use.
Right.
But I,
they're
from
very
what
effective
I recall,
with criminals.
The whistles? Yeah.
I throw my stick
that's
at
right.
you.
Stop.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I am too. This is really going south. Let me get back to the thread. Reason I'll use the Bible. And it mentions, certain things like where Ezekiel sees this object that appears to be a wheel upon wheel, able to make fantastic turns. It had.
Right.
What if Ezekiel was just documenting a tourist UFO that just happened to be along that time and goes, and if you look on your left, there is Ezekiel making a momentous occurrence right now where he will be putting down on the Bible. If you'll look on your right, you'll
There's
see,
Dave Rabbit's house.
That's right. That's right.
Pay no attention to that man with the
That's
art,
right.
So
behind
he's
that's
crazy.
Right.
He's a complete fruitcake. He's a nut.
That's why I'm kind of on the fence here, although I would like to know what it is exactly that it is that they are doing to modify the weather. That would make me have a more peaceful sense of mind.
when I read stuff like this. So I'm kind of on the fence on this one.
It would be different. You know, I think it would be different, John, if they had a plan of attack. Okay. You know, you made a statement earlier, you know, talking about all the different things right now that they're going into the environment that are causing the problems. And you're right. But I got news for you. As long as we have silicone-breasted bimbos that like the puffy hair and like walking around in the thongs, you're going to have a problem with the environment. Why? Because there is no way. Sorry.
I was trying to figure out where is he going to head with this.
I tell you exactly where I'm heading with this, and that is there is no way in hell these things surely cannot be healthy for anything other than, you know, the male enjoyment. Don't get me wrong. I love the bimbos on the beach with you know, I love that, you know.
Which, by the way, is a great TV show by Dave. Bimbos right. on the
Bimbos
Beach.
Bimbos on the Beach. Yeah, I think it's a Spielberg
Every
production.
Tuesday, 7 p.m.
It's a Spielberg movie. And the Cardinals looking to him. I'm just wondering where the Cardinals' hand is and if that's the reason why Tony Blair's finger went. I'm sorry. And because you grew up in the ministry kind of family thing and went to entourages overseas and whatever, you know, maybe you can kind of give me some of your expertise and insight in this, because
sounds like I took a bevy of women with me. Entourages overseas.
Entourage. No, I think that's Tupac.
Gotcha.
I don't know if it's Tupac or not. Foreseen by Sir Francis Bacon. Now, wait a minute. Now, who is Sir Francis Bacon? Do you know?
Well, we want our members to go and watch the video. Oh, they'll find out.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I mean, the reason why I just saw that, because I was wondering, is that why we call bacon bacon?
No.
Oh, okay.
And it's not to be confused with bacon strips. Bacon! No. Sorry.
You're so weird. Oh, I loved it. I just have one question.
Okay.
Have you heard of the toilet cams that they have?
No. Okay, are you serious?
Yeah, but we'll save that for another episode.
So you're saying we're going to just flush it out?
Just like this particular thread. I'm so sorry. I love science fiction. That's my genre. Yeah,
right.
I love it.
Well, you know, the cool thing is there was a movie, so you didn't have to read it, because I know you don't.
Well, that's why I love it.
Where the hell is Johnny going with this? He talks about politics, and now he's gone to Borat. Well, we have a member here in the above politics arena in the section called U.S. Politics. He has a thread, he or she has a thread entitled, Borat supports Barack Obama to be premier. I was attracted to this because I kept wondering, what the hell is this doing in the above politics arena? So here's what the snippet says. I cannot believe that it's possible. A woman can become premier of USA in Kazakhstan. We say that to give a woman power is like to give a monkey a gun. Very dangerous. We do not give monkeys guns anymore in Kazakhstan ever since the Astana Zoo massacre of 2003 when Torkin the orangutan shot 17 school children. I personally would like the basketball player Barack Obama's to become premier.
Dave has it figured out.
Share with the class.
Okay. The reason why they stopped at all those places is they had their kids with them and they all had to go to the bathroom.
Well, that's probably about as feasible a theory and answer as,
I mean, plausible. I mean, how many times have you ever taken anybody in and they say, you know, are we there yet? And that's before you get out of the garage. You know, I mean, they stopped at all these little things because they had to stop and go, you know, wee on some of these other planets, maybe, you think?
Sure. Yeah.
Go wee. God, go
wee.
All the way home. Oh, we're getting silly. This thread is silly. I'm gonna take the Monty Python approach. Stop it! Stop it right now! Stop it! This thing is getting silly. Stop it!
Hi, this is Robert Morningstar, editor UFO Digest. I'm just calling in to wish Dave and Johnny and the ATS group the best for the coming year. You've done a great job this year, and I look forward to next year even more. Take care.
Good morning, everyone. This is BG Tempe wishing you Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad. I love you. Bye.
Throughout this year at ATS Mix, Dave and I both have had the opportunity to interview quite a few guests, and of course we had a lot of fun doing that. But sometimes, regardless of how good the interview may turn out, the best stuff is before or after the interview. And that's where Dave and I seem to have the most fun. Here's Dave explaining to our guest what they can and cannot say. Imagine this coming from Dave.
God, what if I say the wrong thing? You know, screw that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that because Dave and I will handle all that
part. That's right. That's right. We got a production crew that does nothing but just censor the shit of what we say. But we do want
well,
you to...
Well, I won't hold back. Okay?
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
So you just can't say the 7 dirty words of George Carlin. Other than that...
Okay.
Other than that, you can do it. You know, you can't say motherfucker. I'm missing another one. The seventh one. I can't
That's
remember.
Only six.
Yeah. Yeah, but.
John Hogue speaking.
Hello, Mr. John Hogue. This is Johnny Anonymous, along with my co-host, Dave Rabbit.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Hey, John. Dave.
How are you today?
Oh, pretty good.
Great. You pumped for this interview?
I'm pumped.
We want you pumped for this because...
Well, I want to pump you up.
Yeah. There you go.
Listen, baby, we got a bunch of members that are chomping at the bits for this one, you know, so... you know, if we don't have
well, good.
You, if we don't have you pumped, then we're screwed on this deal.
And just to let you know, Sir John, that Senor Rabbit and myself, we're not your ordinary type of interviewers. We have a tendency to make it more or less like three guys sitting at a bar talking over a shared beer.
Well, that's fine with me. Okay.
Sipping it through a straw.
Sipping, yeah, three,
a beer.
Yeah, three straws.
It's like a brain freeze at 7-Eleven, you know?
Well, I have one question. What's the beer? What are we drinking
beer?
Tonight?
What beer would you like?
I'd have to go with Corona Extra. But it's going to have a salted rim, frozen mug, and three limes.
Okay, I'll go for a Pilsner Urquell.
Well, okay. That's not a bad one.
I'm gonna go
favorite.
With
Dr. Pepper.
St. Pauli Girl.
All right, yes. Mm.
He's talking about the real St. Hey, John, he's talking about the real St. Pauli Girl. He was
I know he was. Hey, I'm psychic. I got it. That's what the
See, I was I've got my straw.
That was a test. Yeah, he's got his straw. Oh man. Well, that gives you an idea how south this interview is going to go. I mean, we hadn't even started doing the interview yet, and already we're having a lot of fun.
Don't tell that to a lonely Arcadian shepherd.
There you go.
Now, my mom, she's at the senior citizens place, and I've seen several women there that look like some of the flashbacks in those days. They hung down to her kneecaps. And
I don't think Dave caught that. I caught it, but I don't think Dave caught it.
Thank God we're off
well,
the air.
Well, God, you guys have made my day, I must say.
Yeah. Well, thank God we're off the air. And, you know, I mean, yeah.
Right. We'll be on a current affair.
Yeah.
All right, it's recording.
The Kremlin. Ah, yeah, the Kremlin. What's happening? America, love America. G.I. Joe, go! Yay!
Hey,
Mom?
Glasnost.
Mom, are you home?
I know.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Anyway.
See, I told you Rhodes was a commie. Okay, you guys could just put the phones down and go take a nap.
Yeah. Well,
feel free to jump in and interrupt, please.
Well, listen, if you hear any of this, that'll be Johnny. Because he says, I love his voice. It's so soothing. Susie is so Susie.
Soothing.
Well, you can tell where this interview is going to go.
Since I came back from the conference, overnight, I went gray on one side of my head. And it was really strange. It happened like, oh, yeah, it took my wife. My wife was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
He said, how did that happen? I said, I've been dealing with those guys from above Don Beaker.
Yeah, really. And yeah, wasn't that the side that Springer was sitting on?
Look at me, I'm going gray.
There's another suggestion I might just happen to make to you, John, next time you do one of those things is, you know, wear pants. Maybe that won't distract them so much from your photographs.
Many people have said that, and I will take that into consideration.
I hear that the military is considering using Kenny G music to possibly lull the enemy into a sleep.
Lull them. It blasts them off the face of the earth. That's what they do, you know, down at Guantanamo to irritate those guys. They don't flush the Korean down the toilet anymore. They just play Kenny G music as loud as they can.
Hey, this is Springer, and I want to wish everybody out there a happy, healthy, and safe holiday season. Matter of fact, I hope it's the best one you ever had. But more importantly, I want to thank everybody, all of our great members, the visitors, and especially our awesome volunteer staff, for what has been the best year in ATS history. The wisdom of the crowd will be heard, and ignorance will be denied because of everybody out there that can hear this message. Keep posting, deny ignorance, and have a great time on New Year's Eve.
Other than thread discussions and interviews, Dave and I also have the opportunity to be able to talk with the owners of AboveTopSecret.com, and we started a special segment entitled The Owner's Box, featuring Simon Gray, Mark Allen, and Bill Irvin, better known as Simon Gray, Springer, and the Skeptic Overlord. But here again, sometimes the best laid out plans don't always work out, as I surely found out during this one segment with Bill Irvin, better known as the Skeptic Overlord.
We're going to start a segment that I think the membership is really going to enjoy, and that is going to be called the Owner's Box. So, John, what do you think? You think this is going to be a fun interview?
Oh, absolutely, my friend.
Do you really? What are you doing over there? Are you on no-dos?
No, sir. What were you expecting? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm doing somersaults now! Oh, it's the amigo!
We're going to start this
again.
Is
that a little better?
No, it sucks. That sucks.
What do you want from me?
Okay, well, I was throwing it to you. Okay, see, we go.
Time for the crickets sound
effect. Yeah, I'm building.
You asked me if I was excited. I said, yeah.
Yeah, right, after I did a cattle prod up your ass. Okay, here we go, Kerry. We're going to do this one more time, and hopefully we'll get the John and Ader into it. Amigo name of Skeptic Overlord. Hi, Bill, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little worried about Johnny.
We all are worried about Johnny. In fact, ask
any I can't help myself.
Yeah, ask any moderator. They're all worried about John. I don't know. And I know. I went south.
Actually, I'm the guy that's standing over in the corner, just kind of waving every once in a while.
Okay, John, jump in here and ask Bill a question.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Well,
wait. Yeah. There is one other thing about the sites that is very cool that we finished.
Damn you, Bill. Shut me down twice now.
No, this is really a second.
I mean, we've pretty much covered the gamut there, Bill. I mean, you know, I've learned a buttload of information. John, have you learned anything with this first segment of the Owner's Box?
Oh, yes.
This is more like
what to sit in the corner and not open up, let Dave take the show. I got news for you. When this podcast stops, I'm going to catch holy hell from the Johninator.
My God, you didn't let me get 5 words in there for you.
Anyway.
Happy New Year, ATS members. This is One to Make All to See, wishing everyone a merry holiday season and a safe and happy New Year. Good day, all.
Hello, this is the Avenger. I want to wish everyone at AboveTopSecret.com a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Always deny ignorance.
There is one other process here that was very difficult for us to try to find some of our favorites on, but we decided that before we closed out this end of the year special, we had to throw in some of our intros. Now, this is something that Dave and I generally do right after we do a thread discussion or an interview with a particular guest. And here again, we generally don't have any scripts, and we really don't know what's going to happen until we start. It is another excellent edition of the Skeptic Overview, and we're glad to have with us one more time Bill Irvin, the Skeptic Overlord. Hello, Bill. How are you today?
I'm not so bad. Well, it's snowing here, but the Bills are winning, and I'm talking to you guys, so 2 out of 3. What the hell?
Yeah, and I'm watching the Cowboys, and they're coming back finally to where they're going to take over the lead with Detroit, which is really scary. Detroit scared me anyway, but yeah, it looks like they're winning too. So it's a good day for everybody. John, how's your team doing?
Well, I have a non-existent team, and so they're doing
well,
great.
Well, they must be doing good.
They're doing great.
But it has to do with underwear. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Every time I have ever had underwear, from the time I was a kid to being 59, you know, I simply just look at the label and I put my underwear on. I've been doing that for years, and I've never really missed a lick. Now, along comes a company by the name of Nautica. And for the last 2 weeks, because my wife went out and, you know, Bunny went out and bought me some new underwear. For the last 2 weeks, every other day, it seems like, I'm putting the damn underwear on backwards. And you know why? Because Nautica, in their wisdom, hey, let's see what the men will think when we put the label on the outside and we put it in the front of the underwear instead of the back. Who the hell is going to see this? I mean, if you're in the heat of passion with a female, maybe she might see it on the way to wherever you're going, okay? But, I mean, other than that, what purpose does it to put it on the outside and advertise the stupid underwear?
Without this being a pun, I don't want to touch that, nor do I want to go there.
And, you know, we've talked about this before, but John Rhodes, I love John Rhodes. Love him to death. He's just really a smart cookie, you know.
Hmm. And when you say you love John Rhodes.
I don't mean it in a gay sense. I mean, you know, as a friend.
Which there would be nothing wrong with that.
Oh, you doing a disclaimer for the gay community?
Absolutely. There? Well, absolutely. Okay. We have to be very PC here.
Why do you sit there and ask me, why do I love John Rhodes? What do you want? Let me
calculate. Well, all right. Do you remember Ace Ventura with Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
And there's some little bit in there where he goes, yeah, and you know, he really loves animals. And he goes, and when I mean he loves animals, I mean he really loves animals. And that was, for some reason, when you said that, that ran through my head. I was going, wow, that's very strange.
Well, my God, we're going south on this thing. Why don't we just shut up and just play the show?
Oh, okay, then. Here we go. Well, that's just going to wrap things up for this 2007 end of the year special. Dave and I certainly do appreciate everyone listening to our show, and we hope that you'll continue doing so. We wish you and yours the happiest of holidays on behalf of the staff and management of AboveTopSecret.com. As a little special bonus, I'd like to give you a little something that Dave and I worked on not too long ago with our good friend and clairvoyant, John Hoag. Well, what would be the end of the year show without having predictions about what's going to happen in 2008? And of course, there's nobody better that the ATS Mix team can think of having on our show than the incredible John Hoag. John, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
What do you see happening in 2008?
Way too much. There's a lot of things happening in 2008. It's sort of in the cosmic calendar, which is one of the prophecy calendars. It's a time for a big shift. There's going to be a lot of history shifting in the next 36 years. It's going to be so much shifting that the thing that people are going to remember about 2008 is that shift happens all the time.
Ba-dum-bum.
I like that one.
All right. Would you like to know what mine is?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Okay. Mini-Me will open a chain of walk-in bikini wax salons with nothing but midget servants. Here's Johnny.
Actually, 2008 is full of mergers. We're going to see a merging of Federal Express and UPS, but it's going to fail miserably because of the name, which is Fed Up.
That's good. I like that. All right. What do you see as the future for Johnny and I? Oh, Christ. I knew that was good. I knew that was going to get a hum,
that
John.
That didn't sound good right at the beginning.
Yeah, well, I hate to tell you, well Johnny's going to die. And,
I'm just beginning to channel Sebastian. There you go.
Christ. Well, go through Sebastian, will you?
Yes.
Try to get Sissy, too, will you?
Well,
I'd like to channel her.
Well, yes. Well, we'll just go ahead of that. And if I can just wipe the foam off my mouth for a moment as take over the Mr. Hoag's body, I would say that as long as you sincerely take yourselves... Oh, I just lost the connection. Come back, Sebastian. Come back.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat. We'll be right back.